Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician, and yes, this is another Friday episode, so it is just me talking about a couple of different thoughts I have about how you can become more effective. In last week's episodes, I talked about what you need to do to create value, and there I talked about a couple of different roles you need to have to actually drive value, create. And one of these roles is marketing. And you may think like, well, marketing? Well, I'm not doing advertisements. Yes, and this is where a pretty big misunderstanding is about marketing. Marketing is much more than advertisements. Advertisements is what you see as a consumer as one of the outputs of marketing. There's much more to marketing than the advertisements. And some people even say marketing is too important to just leave it to the marketeers. And I completely agree with this. Now, marketing is, let's kind of first discuss how it is different from sales. And here I have my very easy, my own solution here. And that is just by the number of people you talk to. Sales is one-to-one. You have one person that you want to convince. Marketing is one-to-many. You talk to a whole market. Marketing. Yeah? Very easy. Now, what also is included in marketing? First, marketing is also a lot about listening, not just speaking. You need to understand the needs, the pain points, the challenges of your stakeholders that you want to market to. So, in the last episode, we talked about who are your stakeholders? So this is also people in your direct line of management, but also people that you help with your studies, with your analysis, with your trainings, with your communication, all these kind of different things. You need to understand their pain points. You need to understand their constraints that they work, their time limitations, their budget limitations, their goals, their incentives. How do they work? What are they allowed to do? What aren't they allowed to do? All these kind of different things. You need to understand that. And that is very, very different from stakeholder to stakeholder. That is also something that good marketing helps you understand. You can segment your market into, okay, these are the people that want high quality for a reasonable price. These are the people that want to have speed. Cost isn't a problem, and yeah, quality is just a given. And then there's others that completely think differently about what you need. So, the other thing that marketing has is you need to have competitive insights. And when you now think like, well, I work within a company, I don't have competition. Well, actually, you do. So first of all, you're probably not the only statistician. The second thing is you probably have competition from other functions. Who else could do certain things? Yeah, maybe you say, well, I'm the only one who has access to these data, so I have a monopoly here. Yeah, that is for these things. But of course, your customers probably want a lot of more things than just the analysis of these data where only you have access to. Maybe they want to understand what the competition is doing. Do they ask you about it? Or do they ask someone else about it? Maybe someone even outside of your organization, outside of your company. These are competitive insights. Understanding what are all the problems, the pain points that your stakeholders have that are fulfilled, that are serviced by people other than you, that maybe have similar skill sets to you. And maybe they even charge much more than you. And maybe even they deliver less quality than you, at a slower speed than you. Oh, I see that all the time, yeah? That there are certain parts, like, let's say, marketing, and they spend a lot of money on understanding why the other study is different from the competition is different than your study. And they don't ask you because they don't even know that you exist. Or the real-world evidence department. They might outsource all kind of different analysis of observational data just because they don't think that you can do that as an organization. Or maybe they have some bad experiences, or they think like, well, I'll always be treated last because you know, your stats organization always focuses on clinical trial data, and whenever there's some kind of pressure, well, you know, the observational data falls over, and therefore the real-world evidence people always outsource it. There is competition. There is definitely competition for you. Unless, yes, for some areas where you have a monopoly. But if you just want to work in this monopolies setting, well, you can't create more value. You restrain yourself. Now, as we are talking about marketing in this episode, I want to talk about some great quotes by one of my favorite marketing gurus. And yes, he's also probably one of the most famous marketing gurus in the world, and I'm talking about Seth Godin. If you have never heard about Seth Godin, that's completely fine. You don't work in marketing. If you work in marketing and you have never heard about it, that would be a little bit strange. That is like being a statistician and never have heard about Fisher or Gauss or some of these guys. Yeah. So it's that kind of level. So Seth Godin has a couple of different quotes that I want to talk about in this episode. The first is, if you can't state your position in 8 words, you don't have a position. If you can't state your position in 8 words, you don't have a position. And here, position means your position compared to your competitors. What kind of value you create better, faster, cheaper than your competitors. And there you, of course, need to understand who are your competitors and what is the market that you are. And so you need to understand what value you create and which markets you operate and what is your unique position set. And that is, of course, something that you choose. That is not something that is God-given. That is something that you can design. The second really interesting quote is, people don't believe what you tell them. They rarely believe what you show them. They often believe what their friends tell them. They always believe what they tell themselves. Yes, just because you go to someone says and you say, I'm right, I know how to do these kind of things, doesn't convince the other person. They might be more convinced if you have a track record. They might, and then they will be even more convinced that you can do these nice, cool analysis and you can do these great presentations in front of key opinion leaders if a colleague of them, a friend of them, tells, hey, I love to work with Fred the statistician because he's always a great presenter and he interacts really, really well with key opinion leaders, with the FDA, with the EMA, with senior management whatsoever. Always bring him along. And they always believe what they tell themselves. And if you can make them believe that it was their idea to pull you in, then you have already won. Because of course they will act on their idea. So that is the second thing. The third is build a trust and earn attention. The entity that gets the most trust will get the most customers. Yes, everything starts with trust. And I speak about trust, or Gary and I speak about trust a lot in our leadership program. You need to build trust. And he also says, build trust and earn attention. Yeah? People need to know you. If they don't know you, they don't like you, they don't trust you, you can't create value because they will not want anything from you. They will not want your advice. They don't want your tables. They don't want your design suggestions whatsoever. They will only get something from you if they know you. So you need to create attention, like you, and trust you. You, your organization, your group, yeah. If they trust the CRO more than you, they will give it to the CRO. And then you can run to your management and say, these stupid people, they give it to the CROs, but why can't they do this? Yeah, of course they can do that. Because from their point of view, it obviously is a better solution. Well, people always take the best solutions that they have. So if they go with a CRO, that is the best solution that they have. Next quote, and that is one thing that I really, really love. Don't find customers for your product, find products for your customers. Don't find customers for your product, find products for your customers. So, if you are the data visualization guy, the Bayesian expert, the multiplicity expert, the whatsoever expert, you have a problem. Because very often you will try to sell your services without understanding what exactly is needed. And you will try to sell your Bayesian designs to everybody, and you will try to sell your data visualization to everybody, and whatsoever. This is not how it works. You need to understand what exactly is needed. And then you can design your products, your services to exactly fit to these needs, to these opportunities. So, it's that way around. By the way, Steve Jobs said something very, very similar. Quote number 5. The organizations that succeed realize that offering a remarkable product with a great story is more important and more profitable than doing what everybody else is doing just a bit better. Just a bit better. This is not a differentiation. You need to have something that is remarkable with a great story. Stories are really, really important. Great marketeers always have great stories. They tell a story around their product. They tell a story on how it helped other stakeholders, similar like the stakeholders you want to convince. and they differentiate. One way, of course, to differentiate is by having a strong brand. Think about Apple. Think about Coca-Cola. Think about Starbucks. Think about whatsoever. Yeah? These are very, very strong brands, and people decide for these brands because they differentiate. They do something very, very different to what all the others do. And so that is why they become much more profitable. So you need to have a great product and you need to have great marketing. Great product is not enough. If you think like, I'm doing really great stuff, people will kind of see it automatically. No, that's not how our world works. You can only get your services, your deliverables into the hand of your stakeholders if you get their attention, if you make them like you, if you make them trust you, and if they're really, really convinced that they need to do something with you. Now, the next one is stop advertising and start innovating. Yes, you need to differentiate. You need to be different. You need to be creative. And if you do something like this, then it becomes much more easy to talk about it. And it is not about pressing messages down the throat of your stakeholders. We are the best. We have best quality. We have the best prices. We have the whatsoever. We are the best in the world. We forget about these kind of different things. You want to have something that is unique, that is innovative. And then the advertising comes from itself. Yeah? The best advertising is through word of mouth. Yeah? If all your customers, you know, advertise for you, that's best advertising you can have, because it's first, it's for free. You don't need to spend any time for it. And it is much more trustworthy than if you talk about yourself. So, that is stop advertising and start innovating. And the last is, the only way to be indispensable is to be different. The only way to be indispensable is to be different. If you work within a pharma company, within a university, you can be replaced by another service provider. And if you are a service provider, you can be even easier be replaced by another service provider. So you need to differentiate. You need to be different. You need to have much better client relationships. You need to provide value in a way that is different to all the others. And if the only way you can think about being different is, well, our branding colors look different than the one from the other company, I guess you have a problem. So, think about how you are different to all the others, how your team, how your department is different to the competition. So, this was a little bit longer of these short episodes about marketing. And I hope you have understood that marketing is really, really important for you to be successful as an individual contributor, as a group leader, as a department head. you need to invest in marketing. If you want to learn more about how you can do that as a statistician, as a team leader, even if you're at a university, I also work with university departments that are really eager to expand their value and increase their value and provide more and better services. Then just reach out to me. Just connect with me on LinkedIn or just send me an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com. And then we can have a chat of how I can help you. So stay tuned for more of these Friday episodes to come. In the next one, I will talk about sales. And if you sales of something being really icky and no, I don't want to be salesy. Yes, I completely understand and you'll be surprised what you learn about sales in the next episode. But just a reminder, if you want to learn about marketing, just reach out to me either via LinkedIn or via alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com.